No Turning Back, that is Seventh Time Down. Really, the song is I Have Decided, but I guess No Turning Back was one of the messages coming out of the Democratic Convention this weekend. I watched a lot of it, but I watched a lot of the Republican Convention as well, and that's why I've been kind of bleary-eyed this week. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that's the difference. I didn't watch much of the RNC Convention or the DNC Convention because I'd like to go to bed. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I think we were kind of noticing that, and it was like, even if I wasn't watching, maybe had the speech on last,
sure,
you know, whatever. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, 74 days to the election, but who's counting? Early voting before that, but praying for peace in America. I heard a troubling stat this week that in terms of civil unrest, that America's third only to Russia and Turkey in terms of most likely to experience civil unrest. They rated at, we have a 2.9% chance. So that's, may we be people of prayer regarding that, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there's a lot of us who have this kind of anxiety around that, and I'm one of them, and I think you're exactly right. It's to pray for peace around that.
Yeah, and it's all those, and the difference we can make, right? I mean, in terms of, they say start a revival, it's draw a circle around yourself. It starts with you.
Sure.
You know, G.K. Chesterton, what's the biggest problem in the world? I am.
Yep.
So it starts with us, and I would say that if you don't want to see, be guarding against, dear Lord, please remove any and all microaggressions from thoughts to words to deeds, right?
So. Yeah, absolutely. The St. Francis of Assisi prayer, right, begins with, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.
You know,
I think that is a good place for us to camp.
Yeah. And so, one of the ways I think we saw some aggression was Gus Walls, the son of the governor of Minnesota, who's the running mate. We saw him just... And he's autistic, and so he was reacting to his dad, and he was very, he could see the wholeheartedness and the love, and then some, sadly, took some verbal shots and mocking out of, because he had some tears. This was from Wednesday night.
So. Yeah, I thought it was a beautiful thing to see a display of emotion like that, right? You know, I think so often, especially men, are permitted only anger. And to see tears of joy coming from someone I thought was beautiful, but then to see the response of belittling him, I feel like we're better than that.
You know,
I think especially when Christians are dehumanizing and belittling, that is not who we are.
No, that's for sure. Hopefully not. Praying that that's not the case for sure. Let's rise above that. Love is patient. Love is kind. And yeah, to me, that's what our friend Sarah Stokes, the former WEAU TV anchor, had posted some about that, and I don't know. I think it was on that thread where I was just like, "Yeah, love is humble and vulnerable," and that's to me. I was challenged, like, "Wow, I want to love more wholeheartedly like that." So
me too.
Okay, let's see. I had a chance to go to Together Farms last night in Mondo. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
Yeah, it's really cool. They have quite the setup. I guess it's like the spring and the summer, they're open like Thursday through Saturdays, I think it is, something like that. But they've got amazing burgers, and I think it's like grass-fed beef and all that, and just a vast selection. And then there's some kind of special trivia night, and we had a friend who turns 40 today, Tara McGuire. And so it was like a birthday party for her. So you'll want to check that out sometime. So
just even describing it sounds like something I would want to check out.
And it's beautiful, too, and the rolling hills there. In Mondovi.
Excellent.
And then free sugar continues to be a problem because you can try to decide that you're going to eat healthy, but people apparently think we're a police station and not a radio station because they're dropping off. Like, we've got a completely unopened Kringle on the station counter and still leftover donuts from yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, I think it's, they love you, right? I mean, they are appreciative of what WWIB is doing. And, I think one way that we express appreciation and love is by lauding people with sweets.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
You get to be a part of that.
And it's a special thank you to the McDonald football team, right? About 10 of those guys come in. Some of the pictures are on social media. And Tracy Smisky was in on the shenanigans. So thank you to them, as we'll be. Caleb's actually covering their first game next week, and he did the Chi-Hi win over Stevens Point last night. So
Nice. So we're getting back into that season.
We are. Yeah, we are. Well, I'll tell you what. We had trucking our way through Acts 6. We're near the end of it. Yesterday, you read verses 11 through 14. And so I've got your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. I've underlined the second paragraph, but here we go. Desiring to silence Stephen, they bribed some men to lie about him. They reported Stephen has been blaspheming both Moses and God. We've heard him. Some people are so desperate for control that they'll do and say anything to regain it. These deceivers stirred up the people, including the elders and scribes who surrounded Stephen, and seizing him, brought him before the council. False witnesses testified against him, saying, "This man is constantly speaking against the temple, the synagogue, and the Mosaic law. We have heard him say that Jesus from Nazareth, the crucified one, is going to destroy this place, and along with it, all of our religious customs, which came from Moses himself." Here we go, that second and final paragraph. "Beloved, groupthink is dangerous. The mix of emotional enthusiasm, charismatic zeal, and messages that seem true can lead people to believe false information. It is how propaganda works, and in a fallen world, no one is immune. Stay humble and try to live with godly wisdom." Final thought.
Yeah, I think that last paragraph there is something we all need to hear, right? You know, the idea of groupthink, where we kind of set our brains aside and just follow the party line without any real thought or asking, is it possible I'm wrong? I think we see a lot of that happening. And, you know, as you had just said, it begins with me. How do I see that happening in my own life?
Yeah, I think we come out of reading that with the prayer, "Dear Lord, you know, help us to be critical thinkers and work together and ask tough questions." So,
amen.
All right,
great.
Thank you, friend. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, birthdays, and we're going to show you the commitment it takes to be a great birthday poster or sharer, because that's why Birthday Bob is the nickname he does. Birthday Bob, Packer Bob. I mean, he's got two monikers. And it's because this message was received at 3:16 this morning. Now, I know he's an early riser, but I don't think typically that early. But anyhow, here's what he says on our listener line at 715-396-1670. He says, "Happy birthday to our amazing children's pastor at Maranatha E-Free in Rice Lake, Aaron Brown, a fun and loving sister-in-law, Cheryl Rubenzer, and an all-star brother, David Lindner. Blessings to each of you on this very special Friday birthday." I mean, Bob, I just want to know, are you going to be eating three cakes in honor of this? This is a lot of birthdays. I know I've talked about, I'm a big spelling fan, Caleb.
And I say you're a stickler for spelling, yeah. But you enjoy
good
spelling.
You know, even to the point on the 4th of July, I don't know, they used to, if they still do it, the old schoolhouse at Carson Park, they'd have like an old-fashioned spelling bee, and my kids would be like, "Dad, really, you want to take part in that?" Yeah, I do. So it turns out on your resume, spelling counts.
It does indeed, and here are some blunders submitted to hiring managers. So real resumes, and sometimes if you miss the typo or you just spell something wrong, it ends up reflecting poorly on you.
Yeah. For instance, salutation. Somebody wrote, "Dear sir or madman."
Thinking they meant madam, but madam or madman.
It kind of matters.
Interchangeable, right?
Yeah.
Blunders submitted to hiring managers on resumes. In the education section, studied public rations.
Okay.
Relations is probably what they meant.
Probably. Here's another one. For the objective, somebody wrote, "To get an opportunity to proof what I know." Maybe proof, but
proof,
yeah.
Maybe. Job history section of a resume, someone wrote, "Grocery store cashier."
Yeah.
Not cashier, but catchier.
Uh-huh. Okay. Additional skills, someone wrote, "Computers and off-ice machines."
Probably an extra space in there. I think they meant office machines.
Yeah, I think so.
Ice machines.
Yes.
I mean, you never know, depending on where you're looking to be hired. Real resume miscues. For experience, someone wrote, "I'm a detail-oriented salesman."
Okay.
Salesman is probably what they wanted.
Probably, yeah.
Just the detail of having an extra S in there.
That's right. For skills, somebody said, "Goog at computer work." Probably meant good.
But, I am goog at it as well.
Or maybe thinking about Google.
Someone else wrote on their track record on their resume, "Proven ability to track down and correct errors," but errors is missing an R.
Yeah. Objective section, somebody said, "To become a billionaire."
Billionaire, so, you'd think.
But, I want to check the spelling on billionaire.
No, I want to become a billionaire. And finally, a real resume miscues. In the skills section of a resume, someone wrote, "I can type without looking at the keyboard, but there's no space between the and keyboard."
Yeah, it's all kind of all lumped together.
The thing is, they're proofing it. They're like, "See, I wasn't looking while I was typing."
Right.
The Whip Wake Up Show, Caleb and Havo, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 63 degrees on this finally Friday edition of the Whip Wake Up Show. And it is our Friday tradition to get you caught up on things you might have missed in news and sports and politics and pop culture. We know you don't have a lot of time, but you want to stay informed. So we bring this to you in condensed fashion. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
A survey finds that Americans typically use only half of their vacation days.
Actually, we take our entire vacation. It's just that we spend half of it standing in line for airport security.
Fun.
Scientists say that they can now explain why so much roadkill is snakes. Because of the way a snake moves, concrete slows it down.
Squirrels, on the other hand, are just plain stupid.
Isn't that the truth?
A senior campaign staffer for Kamala Harris says the plan is to stay energized and keep moving.
If I were running for president, my strategy would be to keep moving, but with occasional stops at ice cream shops in every city.
Hey, J.D. Vance stopped at Olson's.
A study found that people have far less self-control than they think.
Which explains why each day, despite your good intentions, you tune into our show.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Congrats to Lockheed Martin for making the most expensive fighter plane in the U.S. military. Yes, the F-22 Raptor has a total cost of approximately $350 million per aircraft.
Per aircraft, those must be some really fancy cup holders.
I bet.
Finally, Sony has made a deal with the NFL to develop a custom headset for coaches.
Headphones are an important part of sideline technology, and their most important function is to survive being thrown to the ground when the coach doesn't like a ref's call.
Make them sturdy.
And finally, a major study finds that there is no benefit to organic food.
Unless, of course, you're the one selling it.
There you go.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, we played a couple of games this week. We had Tuesday trivia, but Secret Sound made up Wednesday and Thursday. Somebody even asking me last night at Together Farms in Mondovi, what was the answer? See if you find it in this week's Best of the Week.
We want to give you $50 toward what you want to purchase at the Woodshed in Augusta. The question is as follows here on Tuesday Trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show. Women are twice as likely to lose these as men.
This is Amanda again from Race Lake.
All right.
Glasses.
Are you talking like reading glasses or like regular, like prescription? Or what are you talking about here? I suppose we should be more specific.
Sunglasses.
Are women twice as likely to lose their sunglasses as men? Yes, you got it, Amanda.
No Turning Back was one of the messages coming out of the Democratic Convention. This weekend, I watched a lot of it, but I watched a lot of the Republican convention as well, and that's why I've been kind of bleary-eyed this week. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that's the difference. I didn't watch much of the RNC convention or the DNC convention because I'd like to go to bed. So.
I'm seeing on Facebook a happy anniversary to some great WIB listeners, Ron and Jen Eckler, celebrating 47 years of wedded bliss today, so... Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you both.
Fantastic. Today's number is 34, which wasn't that Herschel Walker's number. It's also the number of bathrooms in the White House. No wonder everybody wants to get there. Drew Fralick, the stand-up comic and pastor and author and world traveler from Detroit, Michigan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. This is, by the way, this is great music. Can we get this every week? Where is this coming out of the vault?
No, this is actually called Silly Topics. So there we go. Yes, you can have the Silly Topics song. Music from now on. It's your walk-up
it.
Music.
This is a new theme song. Okay, I love it.
And apparently somebody had commented that because Kamala Harris likes Doritos that she wasn't right to be president. Well,
I don't know how Doritos feels about that. The secret sound sounds like this. What is that?
Hi, it's Lena from Prentice.
Hey, Lena from Prentice. What do you think our secret sound is?
Is it opening a can of Pringles?
Is it opening a can of Pringles? What's your favorite flavor of Pringles?
The cheddar.
Oh, yeah. Good answer.
She knew.
Good answer, Lena. Is it Pringles? It's not.
Cammie from Elk Mound.
Okay.
Opening a fortune cookie package.
A fortune cookie.
Opening a fortune cookie, Tammy says.
Could that be it after 2 days?
That's it. You won.
You got it, Tammy. You solved the secret sound.
Way to go. You're going to the movies. A winner.
How do you feel about
that? I feel wonderful, but I almost thought that can't be it. So I called anyways.
Well, good thing you did. Thanks for listening to WWIB and the WIB Wake Up Show. And we're going to send you and a guest to see The Forge opening weekend. Early showings starting this evening or Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at MyCon Chippewa Falls. Enjoy the movie, Tammy.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
I'm going to play the sound again. And now as we listen to this 3-second clip, everybody's going to go, oh, yeah. There it is.
Opening a fortune cookie. And maybe, Tammy, you know what? You and your guest stop by a
restaurant and get some fortune cookies on your way to the movie or something.
And go see The Forge this weekend. My Con Chippewa Falls.
The best of the week. Alva puts it together for us. Thanks so much.